We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chris, you've been associated with a team for a long time. I can't remember a year where on the road there have been more Steelers fans. It looked like a home game.
It really did. And the two games have gone out west to the L.A. Chargers. And now the Arizona Cardinals, it seemed like the majority of the stadium were Steeler fans. And when you think about that, you know, when I played with the Steelers, when we traveled, we always had fans like this. And it was so energizing for you as a player, as a team, because it's always fun going out there and getting jacked up by the fans and really having them behind you.
How about, and we'll start with the quarterback, first time in the history of the National Football League that an undrafted quarterback has won his first three starts. That's incredible.
It's incredible, and it's a feat that I don't know if will ever be matched. I mean, Duck Hodges came in as a tryout guy, just an arm, back in April after the draft, and he impressed the coaches then with his just with his demeanor, with his poise, with his anticipation. Then he comes into camp, and he impresses everybody there as well, the coaching staff and the players. Gets cut, right? Doesn't know what's going to happen with his future. Gets brought back on the practice squad, now back on the roster. This is a guy who's faced so much adversity, and he still keeps that confidence. He still keeps his composure, and he's out there throwing the ball, and he's winning games. And really, all he's got to do is move the chains. Doesn't have to make any big plays. Just do what he's asked to do when called upon.
And he's been really solid at doing that. But I think, and there were many stars in the game, the star has to be Deontay Johnson, the rookie who ran back an 85-yard punt, which is the first time a Steeler has done that in four seasons.
Yeah, and the last guy that did that was AB. And so for Deontay Johnson, that run back was beautiful. I mean, I know he gives a lot of credit to the guys that were blocking him, but he made a lot of guys miss when he cut across the field. And he had a little hop, a little scoot, and he shot down the sideline. He showed some good moves. He showed some good awareness and some acceleration when he got past those guys. And then you talk about also his nice catch for a touchdown to really separate the Steelers. And then, I mean, just play after play, a big third down catch late in the game when Duck was scrambling. He came back to the ball. And that's what impresses me is when you have a quarterback and a young receiver who are on this, two rookies who are on the same page, and they know the scramble drill, and they're able to complete it for a big third down.
We're with two-time Super Bowl champ, Steeler Chris Hogue. Chris, I got to say also, I can't recall, and I know you've been part of Super Bowl champion defenses, that this team has gelled from where they came from in the beginning of the year to where they are now has been a remarkable rise.
It really has. And something happens to a team when you lose your star player. When you lose your leader like Ben Roethlisberger, you can go one of two directions. You can either fall apart and just pack in for the season, or you can come together and battle together. And that's what happened to the Steelers. And Coach Tomlin, you got to give him a lot of credit, Larry. What he did was to bring this team together after they lost Ben. And then the team just battled, and they became tighter and closer, and they fought each game together. And then you see they lose James Conner, and they've lost Juju. And you can go down the list, Stephon Tuitt, of guys that they have lost, of star players. And they've continued to rally together. They've continued to grow together. And it seems to me like the momentum is going to continue to roll.
And Arizona has a star rookie quarterback. Kyler Murray had thrown just six interceptions all season, but he threw three in the final 23 minutes. You really got to credit the Steelers' defense. And how about Joe Hayden ending yesterday's game with a pick, and he did the same last week?
Three picks in 2 weeks. Joe Hayden's playing the best ball that he's played since he's been here in Pittsburgh, in my mind, and maybe in his career. But you talk about that. I mean, listen, in the last 2 weeks, the Steelers have beaten the last two Heisman Trophy winners and the last two number one picks. And Duck Hodges, the undrafted free agent, is their quarterback. And You know, it's amazing. It's remarkable what they're doing right now. And you talk about this defense and Joe Haden, and I can't say enough about what they're doing, especially in the second half, Larry. And that's when they've turned their game around. I mean, all three of their takeaways came in the second half. And the last drive of the game, when it was 23-17, they couldn't let Kyler Murray and that offense drive. They nailed them. Kemp Saber started off with a sack. And then Bud Dupree, I hope they give him a sack on that one. It was when Bud Dupree tackled Kyler Murray behind the line of scrimmage. And then the interception. I mean, it's just one thing after another. This defense thrives when their back's against the wall, and that's exactly what they're doing.
All right, Chris, three regular season games left. The Buffalo Bills, even though they lost, they are hot at 9-4. So the Steelers head-to-head. This is going to be a tough game Sunday night at Heinz Field.
It's a tough game. Listen, they won down in Dallas on Thanksgiving Day, and then they go out yesterday to Baltimore, and they lose a tough battle in Baltimore. They're going to come here. They're going to be hungry. This is a good football team now. I know people aren't giving them a lot of credit. They don't think Josh Allen's a really good quarterback. But I'll tell you what, I've watched film. Josh Allen can play football, and they can move the ball. And then defensively, they're a very tough defense. And so it's going to be a big-time challenge for the Steelers. I think it's appropriate that they move that game to primetime so that all the world can see the Steelers play the Buffalo Bills. This is going to be a battle for that fifth spot. If the Steelers win, then they will be in that spot in the driver's seat because they'll have the tiebreaker for the same record. And I would prefer for the Steelers to have that fifth seed because it'll either be playing in that first round of the playoffs wild card weekend, the Texans or the Tennessee Titans, who are both tight now with record. They're both, 8-5. But the tiebreaker goes to Houston. So it'll be interesting to see as we go down the stretch here.
Last home game of the season, pretty early. Usually they play into the holidays, but 8:20 Sunday night against Buffalo, then on the road for the final two against the Jets and then the Ravens. It'll be interesting, Chris, because if we get to that game 16, it'll be if the Ravens have locked things up, they might not play all their starters. So we'll see what opportunities present themselves.
Yeah. That'll be hard for me to believe, Larry. I mean, when the Ravens, this is a pride game. It's a rivalry game.
Yeah, they don't
and
like
depending
us.
Depending on what's going on, I mean, the Patriots are spiraling right now. So, and first time they've lost two in a row in a long time. So they may sit their guys. But I just, it's hard for me to believe when it's a rivalry in Steelers versus Ravens.
Well, Chris, as always, appreciate your insight. Have a great week.
Hey, buddy. Have a great week. Talk to you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.